Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Hour number two of Carver and Lisi here with you on Sports Grid Radio. I'd like to call in and ask Joe for his five-diamond NFL preseason game of the year next week. 844-843-6879 is the number here as we try to get through the fourth quarter of the first preseason game of the season. This is the first game, and I'm already looking to bash my head into the wall.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad. Will you stop?
Yes, it is.
Will you stop? Get over yourself.
It's an embarrassing product.
Will you?
It's an embarrassing product. But it is what it is, Joe. And a lot of people are on. A lot of people are on the under. A lot of people.
Quiet.
But there's still some time left. The refs sure are on the under because there was no reason to call back that return that would have put six on the board. There was no reason to do that, but they did. Refs are in midseason form, Joe. That's
good to see. Oh yeah. Oh, it's great.
The Zebras are always in midseason form.
I know. It's incredible.
With their nonsense. But, hey, what can you do? Baseball, Joe, only two left. Blue Jays now open it up 9-2 over the Twins. And the Royals still have a 7-3 lead on the Red Sox as they just need three outs to finish that game off.
I got a bet for us.
Ooh, do you? Let's hear it.
Well, you know, it's for tomorrow. Well, remember, what was the Braves? Plus 220 to win the series against the Mets last night?
I think was it that much? Plus 220? You mean to win the division or to win the series?
I thought it was to win the series. You
I
told
think
me
that's
they were
division.
220.
No, I gave you 220. That was to win the division, to win the NL East.
I think we hammer them. I think we hammer them in every game now against the Mets. I think they're going to take four of the five.
Wow, you think they're going to win the last four games of the series?
I do.
Joe Lisi, why don't you just roll it money line every game?
So I'm going to do it.
Put a 50 on tomorrow, you know. And if they win, take that and the winnings and roll it into the next game, and then just keep rolling it and see how you come out at the end of the weekend.
All right, so we'll do it. Plus 160.
No, not we'll do it. You'll do it. Not we'll do it. You'll do it. Okay, I'm not in.
All right, Judge. Okay, Judge.
I just want to make sure that we're all clear. I don't want any part of it. They're not going to win all four games.
Here we go.
Here come the Raiders down to the 20, Joe. Down to the 20.
That's it. Who's leading us? Who's 15? Who's 15, Carver?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
What's his last name? Tell me who's leading us down the field.
Jeez. We go again. Legal motion. Bring it back. Like, are these guys serious?
Here we go. Well, who's 15?
Are these guys serious with the penalties?
I want to punch this guy right in the face.
We welcome in our radio affiliates. Joe doesn't want to punch you in the face. He wants to punch the ref in the face. Sirius XM 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have you aboard here tonight. The Raiders, we're trying to get this thing over the rainbow here. Raiders are moving the football.
Who is this
but
guy?
I'm going to tell you right now, Joe. 15. Look at this guy. Now he gets one batted down. Ugh.
Carver, Joe. Stop talking negative about him.
Oh, you know who this is, Joe? This is your boy, Chase Garbers.
From Cal? He sucks. he sucks. Although
Chase Garber,
he made me some money last year, week two against TCU. They were catching, I think, 12.5. 12.5 they were catching. They lost by 2. It was an incredible game. That's when you and I went toe-to-toe. I think you like TCU. I love Cal. It was one of my best bets that week.
Yeah, I was on TCU. I was on TCU.
Come on, Chase.
I didn't know that they were basically
going short to intermediate.
Going to the tank last year.
All right, hang on. We got a third, critical third down. All we have to do is get inside the 30. They'll kick the field goal. Come on. Where are we on the field here? Come on, Chase Garbers. Come on, guy.
Chase Garbers. 3rd and 9, Joe. 11 minutes to go. They're on the 40. They're on the 41.
All right, so we need three. We need an 8-yard pass.
Yeah. 9, really, but.
All right. Here we go.
Look at Chase. He's got a first down to the 31.
That's it.
First
down. He did it with his legs?
No, he passed it. Pass over the middle.
I'm on a delay.
You're on a delay.
I know. So, I really don't like this delay, but I'll take it.
Who's well, now you know how I feel when you try to when you give me the FanDuel thing when I'm watching the game. Now you know how I feel.
You can't do that with the football. You cannot do that.
Oh, now we can't do it with the football. That we can't do it with. We can't do it with the football. We can do it with everything else, but not the football. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. See if the Raiders can get in the end zone here first at the Hall of Fame game. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. Raiders get in the end zone, Joe. So it's 27-3. And you know what that means.
Got
life. Where's the number?
30.5. We got life. We just need
right,
something. Come on, Slaughter.
Right on.
Come on, Slaughter.
The number.
Not yet. The game ain't over yet.
Okay. Well, 7 minutes left to go. See if Slaughter.
Eight.
You know what you really need, Joe? And like, I'm not like I got no confidence in this kid whatsoever.
So what
you really need is you need him to throw one of those outs that some fourth string corner on the Raiders looking to impress takes it to the house. That's what you need. You need that. You need somebody on D.
What do you mean? I need. I thought you're on the over too.
I am, but I think it means more to you.
Does.
It means more to you because you want to paint the town red with going after the Sharps and the Joe Public and doing all you want to go after
everybody. All you do is I love but all you got to do is look at the history. What moron can't do that? I mean, let's be honest. I mean that's a Sharp. I looked at the history. Great. Wow, your analytics said that. Wow. Woo.
Show all over. Everybody.
How many Sharps can name the third string for the Raiders or know where Chase Garbers went or understand talent?
Good call
right,
by
don't
my man.
Don't get me started. Come on.
Good call by my man, Big Walt Diesel on Twitter. Premier League is back tomorrow,
yes.
Joe. We have Crystal Palace and Arsenal get the season going tomorrow afternoon.
How did we do in the golf, by the way?
What does that mean, how did we do? What do you mean?
Well, we threw out some names last night. Where are we? Where's the Irish Bear?
The Irish Bear had a rough day. Let's just say that.
Is there anybody we could jump on? What about Justin Rose and Jason Day?
Rose had a real bad day.
How about Day?
He shouldn't even come tomorrow. He should just quit now.
How about Day?
Day is 55-1, so he's about
still?
Where. Yeah, he didn't move much. So, where's Day at? He's 3 under, so he's 6 back. John, was 9 under today. He is the leader with a 9-under 61.
We're gonna take
Sanjay M at 7 under. Malnati, your boy Malnati at 6 under is in the mix here.
Gus Malnati.
You want to go with Malnati? What are they giving us for him? He's probably not even on the board here. Oh, 36-1 still for Malnati.
All right, let's do a parlay. Day, Malnati, and throw another hump.
Parlay
in
for what? You can't put parlay two guys to win. Oh, top 20 parlay you want to do?
Or top 10.
Um,
who's this now that they're showing? Who's this? What? Dennis, I don't know, Miller? What are we seeing here? I guess somebody.
So you want to do Malnati? Malnati and Day for top 10? That pays you 17 to 1.
All right. That's not bad.
Now, they took Slaughter out, I think, Joe. There's somebody else in here. This number 4 is in here now.
Who's this guy?
I have no idea.
I thought it was Slaughter.
Where did the Irish Bear end up today? He had an awful start.
Howard Katz is right there. 2022, Pete Rozelle. Look at that, Howard Katz.
Justin Rose, 3 over.
Was,
Joe,
was
in
Howard
a,
Katz? Hang
place.
On, was Howard Katz in Seinfeld as the guy from NBC?
No, that was not him. That's
looks bad. Like him. Everybody looks at
him. How about Skins was even today, tied for 79th. Skins.
All right.
Last week we say his name for a few weeks. So he's not making the FedEx Cup playoffs.
All right, Carver, you better.
Here's the thing. I've got something that I'm invested in already for the golf. I have a make the cut parlay with 7 guys, and a lot of them are doing well, except for Webb Simpson. So I'm gonna hold on for that for now, Joe. And then tomorrow night, when we know who's made the weekend, we can readjust for top 10s and 20s. Okay.
All right.
I can't do it tonight. It's just.
That's fine.
I gotta
that's
rest
fine,
on a.
Bubby.
Jags have already punted.
Yeah, that's all right. Could we get a? This guy belted it.
Who was that guy that they brought in?
I don't know. I'm trying to see number 4. It was.
Yeah. Oh, 4 is Slaughter. I'm sorry. I thought Slaughter was wearing a different number. Slaughter was back in there.
Come on.
Good line for him tonight. 8 for 16 for 53 yards.
All right, he's going to have another shot, Carver, barring a miracle here.
Well,
I mean,
if he doesn't have another shot, that means that maybe the Raiders have scored something or, you know. Doesn't matter. You want the Raiders. How about somebody bust one right here, Joe?
How about a fumble?
Yeah, I guess that would help, too.
Although garbage is hot. Let the kid sizzle. Let's keep letting the kid sizzle.
You got to remember, Garbers ain't going to be letting up. He's trying to win a job, Joe. He's
right.
Trying to win a job, you
come
kid.
Come on. Come on, Josh. Call some pass plays. Let him sizzle.
Kid's
let
trying to win
up.
A job.
He ain't as scared. Come on, Garbers.
Run the ball right up the middle.
Run. Here we go. 64 runs. 64 runs we're going to have. Here we go. These games, Carver. Come on. A little hurry up here. Why? Why do we get involved in these games? We hit the first half, and now we're scrounging here. We're scrounging for a half a point. Should have bought the half a point down.
I saw KW say that this morning on FanDuel it was 29.5 at one point.
It was, but by the time I woke up and did the show, it was already 30.5. Come on. The kid didn't even see the hole.
Wasn't it 29.5 last night when we still looked at the number?
It was, but it wasn't really.
Yeah, we all got a bad number.
I thought it would go lower. I thought all the sharps would jump
lower
on the
29. Over. Can't cross that other number now.
Crude oil went negative. What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I'm not in the game.
Crude oil, what was it, three years ago with the pandemic, went negative, and they were going to pay you $32 or $47 to take delivery.
Third and inches, incomplete pass. Are they going to run it now, Joe, on 4th and inches? Maybe the Jags could stop them and get it at the 40. What do you think about that idea?
Is he going to go for it? Why is he going to go for it? They're up. No, this is what we need. Why would he go for it here? He's up.
What are you talking about?
We want Jacksonville with the ball.
Who haven't we done yet in the SEC?
Georgia, LSU, Alabama.
We did 8 teams, so that means we've got what, 6 left? Yeah. So 3 tonight and 3 tomorrow. 3 tonight, 3 tomorrow.
All right.
Florida, LSU and Texas A&M tonight, and then Alabama, Georgia. And who did we miss?
Say it again. South Carolina. Hang on. Let me think. We did Tennessee.
No, we didn't
Missouri.
Do Tennessee.
Yes, we did do Tennessee.
We oh, Missouri's the team. Hendon Missouri's Hooker. Missouri's the team.
Hendon Hooker.
All right, you know what? I'm going to put Missouri in tonight, Joe. I'm going to do the three big teams tomorrow night to finish. Alabama, Georgia, and Texas A&M. We'll finish with them tomorrow night.
So tonight's what?
Florida, LSU, and Missouri.
All right.
We should have. You know what we should have did, Joe? And it's too bad we're 3.5, almost 3 full weeks into this. We should have tweeted out each night who we liked. We dropped the ball with that, Joe. Look at this play. Look at him go, Joe. Look at him go out to midfield. Your boy number 31 on Jacksonville making plays.
Who is this kid?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Now he's hurt. He's leaving. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. All right, look. We can't do the SEC until this is decided, because as dopey as this game is, this is why if you have even the smallest of tastes on one of these games and there's an opportunity like this. So, of course, everybody knows the number is 30.5. They're sitting on 30 right now. Me and Joe do have the over. And the Jags just got put inside the 10 after a Raider penalty. Slaughter trying to make it happen here. First, it's going to be second and goal, Joe. Under 4 minutes to go here. This is it, Joe. This is it. This is the.
Julian gave you the shot.
Here's the other thing, Joe. He ain't kicking it. So he's got four cracks to get this in.
Come on, Slaughter.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine all the under people if he kicked the field goal here in this spot? Oh.
All right, let's not worry about that. Let's just get it. Right. Come on,
no good on
use
second,
your legs,
Joe.
Kid.
All right. It's going to be third and goal.
Oh, what was that? Oh, I'm on a delay. I don't like the fact that I'm on a delay with you. Oh, man. Slaughter, you got to get this in here, guy. Julian gave it. Comanche. We've been in way too many of these. Come on, baby.
Oh, boy.
If you're not living, come on. This is what it's all about. Third and goal. Come on, Slaughter.
Oh, he's got it, Joe.
Yes!
Touchdown.
Yes! Joe Public is slaying the dagger, baby. The dagger. I love it. The dagger. The dagger. Oh, you got picture time from the book. All you got to do is to look at the history for the last 47 Hall of Fame games. Under, Joe Public got slain.
This game's over.
What a start. This is going to be a great year. I can't wait. This is just it.
Oh, boy. This game's over.
From the book. I can't wait. How do I want to tweet this out here? Hang on. Remember the gurus?
And they get the deuce, Joe. And they get the 27-11. They get the deuce. The same guy, Cottrell. Joe's now abandoned the show to go tweet at all the sharps.
No.
He's now abandoned us to go make sure
not
he gets the tweet out. All right, Joe. So there you go. Over tickets cash at the Hall of Fame game.
All right.
Madness in the streets. Everybody's excited. We love every minute of it. First over of the 2022 season is in the bag, Joe. Cash the over, baby. There you go. All right, Joe. SEC time. Let's do it.
Right.
You with me, or are you still tweeting it all at Joe Public? What are you doing?
I just put it out.
You just put it out? All right. You just put it out. Okay, let's get going here. We got six teams left in the SEC. We'll do three tonight and three tomorrow night, Joe, okay? We'll save the heavies for tomorrow night. Let's go to the Gators. We'll start there tonight. And Billy Napier taking over in the swamp. Boy, do they need the ship to get righted. Their number is 7, Joe. -115 to the over, -105 to the under open at home against Utah. Very intriguing game to kick off the season between Utah and Florida. Home for Kentucky, home for USF, at Tennessee, home Eastern Washington, home Missouri, home LSU, the cocktail party in Jacksonville against Georgia, at Texas A&M, home South Carolina, at Vandy, at Florida State.
I'm going under. I think there is.
Let me ask you this. Is Utah going to beat them in Gainesville in the first game?
You know, here's the thing. Utah it can run the football, and that's the weakness of Florida. But now, obviously, Napier's a good coach. I think he's – honestly, I think Dan Mullen did a terrible job recruiting there in the interior. Did okay with the skill talent. Interior didn't coach it up. And I think that's where they're at a significant disadvantage against Utah.
I don't think I can play this over, Joe.
Nah, I think they're going to run it will on them personally. I will say – that Anthony Richardson's legs, Utah typically struggles with speed teams and speed quarterbacks. Look at this guy. He's going for more. Yeah. Go for more.
I've stopped paying attention. We got the over. I did see you get the guy busted across the midfield. I think there's a little too much unknown with me with Florida this year, Joe, for me to play them. I feel like it could go either way. Napier could go in there. And they might win a couple of these games that we think they're going to lose. And on the flip side, I think there's games here that they might lose that we think they're going to win. It's because I just don't know what to think of them. I think that I'm really staying away from the Gators this year. I don't think I want any part of them. Yeah.
All right. I mean, I think I'm under them. I think Napier's a good coach. I think it'll take him 2 or 3 years.
I think
Richardson is raw, too.
When everybody's, you know, Joe Public, as you love to say, when they start looking at the first week of college football, you know, that Monday before the first main weekend, I'm not talking about week zero, Joe, I'm talking about the main weekend, and they see Florida as a dog at home to Utah, do you think that Joe Public is going to hammer Florida?
No, because I think with
just Joe as Public, a spot, not knowing anything about the teams, just saying Florida getting points at home. Take this.
No, I will say this though. Tell me what you think, because I think it's the other way. Everybody remembers the Rose Bowl.
That's true too. 45. Utah played very well in that game. Yeah, that's the last image everyone has of Utah is them playing so well in that game.
Right. That's what scares me about betting that game week one. Yeah. I'd rather take it in game. I think Utah should be able to run at will on them, but let's not face it's an SEC game in the swamp. I mean, it's not on a neutral field. This is in Gainesville. This is no joke. This is Napier's first game. That crowd is going to be amped up. I mean, at the very least, they're going to have to overcome. This isn't Salt Lake City. This isn't, you know, the Coliseum where nobody cares. Right. This is as big as it gets.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from the Florida total, Joe. I don't want anything to do with it. If I had a lean, I'd lean to the under, to be quite honest with you. But I could see them. Who knows with Napier? He's a good coach. He's a damn good coach, Joe. That's the one thing.
And he's
I think he's going to go in there and do a really good job. But it might take a year.
I do too.
It might take a year because, like you said, Mullen did such a poor job that he's still got some mess to clean up.
Mullen was like the guy that just was happy to have the job. He didn't want to work. He did a terrible job recruiting. It's like, hey, I'm Dan Mullen. Yeah, what team was it? I'm trying to think. Oh man, it was Samford. Was it Samford? They let up 56 points.
Yeah, they played to Samford. Yeah, that was embarrassing.
56, and he was dancing in the locker room.
That actually was, hold on, Joe, let me give you the...
I think it was Samford. They gave up, that was the
I have
most
the schedule.
Points.
I have the schedule in front of me. They won the game 70-52. That was against Samford last year. 70-52 win for the
Gators.
And
he's dancing in the locker room like he beat Alabama.
Man, God, I mean, they lost to Missouri last year in overtime.
That was a tough game to swallow. Emory Jones had a terrible game that game.
That LSU game was wild, too, the 49.
Yeah, well, LSU went into that game averaging about .120 on the ground rushing. Ty Davis-Price ripped them for .287. They ran for over 300.
All right, Joe. So I think under is where I'm leaning, but I'm not going to play it. So that's where I'm at with the Gators. How about Missouri next up? Your boy Eli there. What's his Drinkwitz? Your boy there.
He sucks too.
Yeah, he's good with the microphone though. He's got
another one.
He speaks his mind, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's like Brandon Staley, I feel like, with the Chargers.
5.5 for Missouri. +125 to the over, -145 to the under. Home La Tech, at Kansas State, home Abilene Christian. At Auburn, home Georgia, at Florida, home Vandy, at South Carolina, home Kentucky. At Tennessee, home for New Mexico State, home for Arkansas.
I'm giving them four wins. Sold. Sold. And they might use a two-quarterback system.
Connor Basilak is gone. They made a bowl game last year.
Yeah, Carver. No. Carver. I love it.
You know, they...
Carver. No way. No way. They have Brady Cook and Tyler Macon, remember? Remember the kid
that started in the bowl game against the Army? The hell out of me in that Army game. Oh, they were tough to take.
Here's the thing. Remember when they played Tennessee? That was one of my best bets, too. Tennessee ran for like five. They ran for 500 yards. He fired the defensive line coach. They suck.
The problem is, Joe, I'll tell you when we come back what worries me about this. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. Big night for Joe with the Hall of Fame game. Did very well there. Halftime game. Everybody eats. Chopping the sharps, going after everybody. Joe Public, and the other.
Yeah, mid-season form.
We're finishing off the SEC over-unders for tonight. Tomorrow night will be the last night, of course, where we'll get to the heavies, Alabama, Georgia, and Texas A&M. Missouri, Joe, we were talking about when we went to break. 5.5 with the over at +125. Now... Yeah, you know, you're probably right, Joe. I don't think they can get to six. Like,
Do you buy into him?
I don't know. He's a hump. Not particularly. I watched that. I mean, you know how much I was on that game against Army, that bowl game.
I know.
And he really bothered me that night. See, the thing is, I think that they can win all their non-conference, which is, you know, that's four wins right there. Like, Kansas State sucks. They can win that game in the Little Apple. They can, Joe. They could beat Kansas State on the road. All right.
Yeah.
So, and
can
they're gonna
they,
the other game. Yes, they can. They win. Not a rivalry game. Nobody.
Yes,
no,
it
these
is.
Teams,
it
these teams don't lot. Care about each other anymore. It doesn't matter. I saw them going. Didn't they go into where they had a decent non-conference win on the road last year, didn't they? Oh, they lost that old game at Boston College last year, 41-30.
Yeah, that was in overtime. Boston College put up 275
that was a crazy
on the
game.
Ground. Pat Garrow Jr., the third,
yeah, they
whatever
screwed
is listening.
Me that day, too. I could see them winning. See, here's the thing, Joe. I could see them going 4-0. They play Vandy, that's 5. You know, could they win another one of these games? Maybe, and get to 6-6. So...
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm out. The next one's the one I'm going to be in on, not this one. So,
all right, what's the next one?
This one, of course, is going to get the most discussion because there's such a difference in opinion between these two. And that, of course, is LSU. Year one for Brian Kelly in Baton Rouge. So we need to discuss here at length. Let me just get their schedule up, Joe. Give me a moment. Here, I don't know why I don't have it. The LSU number, Joe, is 6.5, which seems low for how much you've been talking them up. 6.5 for Brian Kelly, year number one in Baton Rouge, -115 to the over, -105 to the under. Let's take a look at what we got, Joe. I have the page saved because we've clearly looked at this in the past. We've already looked at this LSU schedule a couple times. But they are in New Orleans, of course, at the Dome against Florida State on the Sunday night of Labor Day weekend to kick the season off. Home for Southern. Home for Mississippi State. Home for New Mexico. At Auburn. Home Tennessee. At Florida. Home Ole Miss. Home Alabama. At Arkansas, home for UAB, and at Texas A&M.
All right, you ready? They could be undefeated before they face Alabama.
Sure.
November
5th. Yeah, why not? They've shown.
I think the only.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Carver, let's look at it objectively, okay? Let's look at it objectively. This team is 3 years removed from a perfect 15-0 season.
You can't do that.
They absolutely ripped the Clemson Tigers, okay? I understand 14 players went to the NFL.
Joe.
But just wait. They still recruited at an elite level, Carver. And even though guys transferred out, there's talent there. There is elite talent at LSU. We're not talking mediocre talent. We're talking elite.
Joe.
We're not talking good. We're talking elite. Come on now.
You can't use. They ripped Clemson. They did this. It was 3 years ago. They have fired their coach. They went 6-7 and 5-5 the last 2 years. Those days are over. It's a new day.
All right. Let's look at what's there. You want to talk facts? Let's talk facts. All right? Let's talk facts. They went toe-to-toe with Alabama last year. They lost by 6 points. They were a 29.5-point dog, and they had the first and goal inside the Bama 10. That was the best team, supposedly, them and Georgia in the SEC. And they went toe-to-toe with them. Toe-to-toe. They put up 287 yards rushing on the ground with Florida. I mean, there were...
For every one of these games, Joe, that you do, I'll just come back to you with how they look at Auburn when they lost 24-19. How they look at Ole Miss when they got their butt kicked 31-17. But this is the last 2 years with this team, Joe.
But it's a bad effort. But Carver, that's because of Eddie O. Let's be honest.
So Brian Kelly changes that is going to make them 8-0 going in the Alabama game.
All right. Here's what I'll tell you. The success that Joe Burrow and that defense had in the perfect season, a lot of it was due to Joe Brady and Dave Aranda. Once they won the national championship, on top of 14 players moving on, both of those coordinators moved on. It left Eddie O basically there by himself. Okay, and he's a great recruiter. He's a great motivator. But the one thing Eddie O is not is a good game planner and never has his teams in terms of adjustments. They go status quo, much like Paul Christ, much like Dana Holgorsen, in my opinion. That's where Brian Kelly is a different coach. He'll have them prepared. He understands how to exploit weaknesses. He's a great game planner, and he's a great in-game coach. He makes halftime adjustments. Look at the games. The games that Brian Kelly has lost in the national championship or the college football playoff, they were outmanned. They didn't have elite quarterback play. He's got much better quarterbacks with Jaden Daniels, Nussmeier, and Miles Brennan than he ever had in Notre Dame.
Killing Jaden Daniels for years. Now he's better than anybody who's played at Notre Dame the last 10 years. You've been killing Jaden Daniels.
You've been killing him. I agree. But I don't think he starts. I think it's Miles Brennan.
That's not fair.
But come on, Jaden Daniels.
Joe.
Was Jaden Daniels not better than Ian Book? Come on. No, actually he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. No. It's just not fair, Joe. It's not fair. That's not fair to do.
Right. Well, Miles Brennan is much better than Ian Book. I'm sorry. I think he is.
That's also not fair because guess what? You want to know what Miles Brennan's done? Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right. Now I'm poking the bear with the Fighting Irish. All right.
Keyshawn Booty's
an elite wide receiver. He's coming off an injury. Is he not good either? Jerray Jenkins that caught the game-winning touchdown against Texas A&M from Max Johnson. The kid's a big play wide receiver. You have him and Keyshawn Booty. Are they not good either? Only if they suit up for Alabama or Georgia? I mean, come on now. John Emery didn't play last year because of academics, got kicked off. Basically, it's him and Noah Kane. Noah Kane is a very good running back for Penn State.
So all these guys are better than Ian Book, who took a team to two college football playoffs, right? Two college football playoffs, but they're all better than Ian Book.
Ian Book didn't take that. The offensive defensive lines.
Not fair.
Offensive defensive lines. Took,
I don't know. I don't know why you're so gassed up on this team, Joe. I don't know why you're so gassed up on LSU, but
because they're a good team.
Don't go too big on them. And I know that's not true because you already have. Because they're going to let you down big time.
You just admit, as much as you want to admit on my
end. I would be saying this, Joe. I would be saying this whether it was Brian Kelly, Ed Orgeron, Nick Saban, or God himself.
No.
We're coaching this team, God. I'd be saying the same thing. Okay?
No way. You
because
know why?
The team
because Brian
isn't
Kelly did
that
you rotten.
Good. Because the team isn't that good, Joe.
And I know. Brian Kelly didn't do you rotten. You have a dartboard with
Brian Kelly's
face in the Carver household behind the bathroom door. Who are you kidding,
Joe,
right now?
I don't understand why you think that Brian Kelly makes LSU 6 wins better than they were last year. I don't understand
six?
Where
they're
yeah,
totally
from 6
and a half.
Yeah, from 6 and
He's
6 to 12 and 0.
Wins better.
From 6 and 6 to 12 and 0. That's where you think they're going. You think this is an undefeated football team?
Carver, I think they're going to be undefeated when they go into Alabama. And that's not out of the realm of possibility. If they go 9-3, that's Brian Kelly. They were 500 last year. Okay, it's 6-6. Or they lost a bowl game, 6-7. Okay, so let me ask you this. Brian Kelly's not good for 2 wins?
Okay, so he's going to get to 8?
That's all he's
got to
do.
Fine.
That's all he's got to do. He gets to 9-3 wins. You're telling me Brian Kelly's not that much of a better game planner than an NFL?
The team's not good enough, Joe.
Carver, come on. Come on. You're just Brian Kelly did you rotten. He did you rotten. And just
this has nothing to do with Brian Kelly.
You don't think he's that good of a coach?
They're a 7-win football team.
So then you're taking the over.
I think they'll go over. They'll be 7-5.
All right. Okay. I disagree. I think they're 9-3 at least.
You think that you've got them for 10 wins. You've got them to win the division. You've got them to win the SEC. You've got them to win the national title.
Because,
you've got them for bigger aspirations.
Carver,
you don't have that with every other team.
No, you want to know why? Because it's LSU. We're not talking Kansas State here. We're talking LSU that recruits eerily similar to both Georgia and Alabama, respectively, in the interior lines. When you look at the NFL talent that comes out, Georgia, LSU, and Alabama are send elite players to the NFL at every level. Elite!
Yeah, and they don't win like them.
Okay, but wait a second.
So the year where they loaded up, they did win. God bless Joe Burrow.
Let me ask you this. Derek Stingley Jr. was the third overall pick in the last year's draft, right? Okay, he was on a 500 football team.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the talent that they had. Ty Davis Price got drafted, wasn't even mentioned in terms of the top running backs elite like Breece Hall. Come on now. You want me to keep going down the list?
Here's all that I want from you, Joe. I want you to – it is what it is. I just think you're reaching too far. I think that are they going to be better than last year? Yeah, they're going to be better. But
okay,
they're not going to be national championship better.
All right,
they're not going to be that.
I understand your point, but it's a value bet in the sense that it's LSU. If LSU somehow, some way is undefeated, do you think they're going to be 40-1 to win the SEC West? Do you really believe that?
Until they beat Alabama, they will be.
We're giving LSU the same shot as Miss State?
That's what they will be. Until they beat Alabama.
But they went toe-to-toe with Alabama last year in Tuscaloosa. It's not like they got blown out.
I understand that, but...
But, okay.
What about the other games?
What? They beat Texas A&M! They beat Texas A&M! The second-best team in the West behind Bama!
Okay, but what about all the games they lost?
Oh, my... My head hurts. Because Carver, they were a 500 team. They were part of the reason they were 500 was due to Ed Orgeron. It's not because they didn't have
talent. So it was all Ed's fault, right? It was all Ed's fault.
It was the main reason why.
We're blaming everything on Ed. That was all Ed's fault last year and the year before that. Everything was Ed's fault.
Well, let me ask you. You win a national championship, okay, from 2005. And at the end, and you, the head coach doesn't take the fall? Since when in college football?
Yeah. I wouldn't have fired him, but that's just me. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid. Wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Big night, first NFL game of the year, preseason game, the Hall of Fame game. Raiders beat up the Jaguars, but it went over, and that's all that matters. Baseball tomorrow, you get an afternoon game, Joe, with the Cubs and the Marlins out at Wrigley, the businessman special. Some good series tomorrow. The Mets and Braves, of course, already underway. Mets won tonight. They've got Walker against Ian Anderson tomorrow. The Yankees open a series in St. Louis against the Cardinals. Nasty Nestor Cortez against Dakota Hudson tomorrow night, Joe, in St. Louis. We'll see a little bit of that when we come on. And the big game tomorrow night, Joe, it'll be starting right when we get on the air. Padres and Dodgers out at Chavez Ravine. Sean Manaea and Gonsolin, the first game of the weekend, as the Padres bring all their shiny new toys into Los Angeles, Joe, to take on the Dodgers.
Are we taking the Dodgers will be locked into that game, right? You know?
Yeah, I would believe so. I'll tell you, you usually don't get the Yankees and the Dodgers at this, you know, pretty good price, minus 154. Might have to put the Yankees and the Dodgers together tomorrow night, Joe. Yankee-Dodger parlay.
Did you see the guy that got hit by the foul ball from Judge?
I did not, Joe. I'm sorry.
He got hit right in the noggin. Wants him to sign the ball. 68 years old. He's got a welt.
Come on. Just take your welt and go to bed. Like, honestly. Like, these guys are unbelievable. Joe, good job, my man. I will see you tomorrow night. Great stuff from Andrew Torres, as always. Carver and Lisi, have a great night. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow on a Friday here on the grid.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.